Feber, McGee, and Molly Show. NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, present Feber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Feber and Molly in just a moment. The saddest smile in the world is the smile of a little polio victim imprisoned in an iron lung. Yet it is still a smile. A smile that you can help make possible with your contribution to the March of Dimes. The dime that you contribute to this worthy cause is the dime you'll never miss. It's the dime that will help that small boy out of the iron lung. It's the dime that will help a little girl walk again without braces or crutches. It's the dime that may prove a trial polio vaccine is effective. Yes, there is a trial polio vaccine now, which gives new hope that soon the laughter and smiles of children will never again be dimmed by cruel infantile paralysis. This is the year of decision in the fight against infantile paralysis. Your dimes will help in this mass test of the trial vaccine. Your dimes will help pay for more gamma globulin, the temporary paralysis preventive. For victory over polio, give to the March of Dimes. A blessing given is a blessing received. The dime you give to the March of Dimes is a blessing to some child crippled with infantile paralysis. Well, so far, nobody has solved the identity of the mysterious Citizen X, who appears on the streets of Wistful Vista from time to time in the Retail Merchants Contest. But $300 now awaits some lucky winner, and the whole town's working on it. Listen.
Yes, Mabel, I know what you mean. That contest has our house in an uproar, too. Yes. McGee's been in the den all morning working on today's clue, trying to figure out where to look for Citizen X. Must be a tough clue to solve because he took in 3 sandwiches, 2 apples, and a banana. Yes, the brain work makes him hungry, and he's determined. Oh, there's someone at the door, Mabel. Come in. I'll call you later. Bye.
Hello, Molly. How are you?
Oh, Dr. Gamble. Fine, thanks. Here, let me take your hat.
Thanks. I can't stay but a minute. I'm going to drop into Bonton this afternoon, trap Citizen X, and close up this contest.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I thought McGee might like to come along and watch me win $300.
Oh, then you have today's clue all figured out?
Well, sure, haven't you?
I haven't even seen it yet. Right after breakfast, McGee ran out and got the morning paper, and he's been in the den with it and 3 ham sandwiches ever since.
Oh, this is ridiculous, Molly. Today's clue just gives it to you. It's the simplest clue they've had so far.
Oh, let's see it. Is that today's paper?
Sure. Here, I'll read it to you. It says, a special sale, a second floor, a bargain you never saw before. The word Bonton will help your clue. Meet Citizen X at 2:30.
My goodness, that does sound simple.
Yeah, it goes on to say Citizen X will be wearing a dark coat and hat and carrying an umbrella.
I wonder what McGee is working on so hard.
Hey, Molly. Hey, Molly, I got it.
Watch the tree. Oh.
I got it solved. Listen to this, Molly. You won't believe... Oh, hi, Doc.
Hi.
I, my friends, have figured out the answer to where Citizen X is going to be in today's clue.
Congratulations, Einstein. Now, get your hat, the one with the propeller on it, and we'll go down to the Bonton and look for Citizen X together.
Citizen X ain't going to be at the Bonton, Doctor.
Oh?
So don't waste your time trying to pack that round shape of yours into one of their square elevators.
Not at the Bonton?
No, sir. The minute I saw the word Bonton, I knew that couldn't be the place.
I know I shouldn't ask, Sherlock, but how did you arrive at this amazing deduction?
Simple, Dr. Watson. What is Bonton spelled backwards? Not knob, right?
Not knob.
Right, not knob.
Oh,
now, we all know not means don't, and what's a knob? Something to hold on to. Put them together, and it means don't hold on to it. So I threw that part of the clue away. That eliminates the Bonton, hence it must mean someplace else. Are you two listening to me, Doc?
Oh, yes, dearie. Go on. I just felt a little dizzy, so I thought I'd sit down a minute.
Yes, go on. Don't stop now, or I won't get any sleep tonight.
Well, the next thing I had to find out is where is Citizen X going to be if it ain't going to be at the Bonton?
Uh-huh.
So, the first line says, a special sale, a second floor. The sale is part of a boat. And where are you going to find a boat this time of the year? At the County Museum, where they got an old Chinese junk. And what's special about the sale on that baby? It's made out of bamboo. That's a special sale, see?
Oh, for the... The county museum is a one-story building, Knothead. Now, what do you got to say?
Sure, and the floor in that joint was falling in until they put in a new floor last year, which makes that the second floor they've had in there. Special sale. Second floor. How's that, Fatso? Pretty clever, huh?
Oh, brother. The second floor of a one-story building. A Chinese junk with a bamboo sail. Oh, wait till I tell this at the Elks Club.
Okay, fat boy. Go ahead and scoff if you want to. Deride.
If he starts to run a fever, Molly, put him to bed and call me. I hope I can remember this. Bonton backwards spells not knob.
So, thinks I'm funny, does he?
Looks like it.
We'll see who's funny when he comes back from the Bonton with his toes all stepped on, and I come back from the museum with $300 in my hot little hand. By George, when I nail Citizen X off.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Hello, I'm your Richard Hudnut beauty advisor with news about a home permanent that lets you curl your hair to suit yourself. It's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, and it gives you exactly the kind of wave or curl you happen to want. You get a choice of three different waving and drying methods, and exclusive Beauty Rinse Neutralizer assures you best results no matter which method you use. For instance, if you like a casual hairdo, use the Richard Hudnut Pin Curl method. If you want a deeper, firmer wave, follow the Richard Hudnut Salon method. Or for a step-saving way to get nice, springy curls, try the Richard Hudnut On Curler method. You'll find the easy directions for all three methods right inside the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent Package. So you really can curl your hair to suit yourself. Just remember, it's the new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent, the only wave in the world with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer that gives you best results no matter which method you use.
Well, dearie, I will admit that's a very unusual solution to the clue.
You don't believe me either, huh?
I didn't say that. This is a silly contest and anything could happen. Who was that on the phone a while ago?
Oh, that comic Mort Toops. Says Doc Gamble told him how I solved the clue and how I'm going out to the museum instead of the Bonton like them other rum-dums.
What did Mort think?
Them guys don't worry me. Let him laugh. Just because I'm the only one in town smart enough to figure out the clue.
Are you sure you know where Citizen X is going to be?
You betcha. The county museum. And here I go.
Well, if I didn't have so much to do, I'd go with you, but... Well, look who's coming. Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Wimp.
I just stopped by to see if I can ride down to the Bonton with you, Mr. McGee, to find Citizen X. You're going, of course. The whole town will be there.
All but me, Wimp. I'm going out to the county museum.
The county museum? Whatever brought you to that conclusion?
Well, I haven't got time to go into details now, Wimp. Drop by in a couple hours and you can help me count the money.
I hope I didn't get hold of a counterfeit clue. Did you read the one that says, a special sale, a second floor? It says, the word Bonton will help you clue that one?
That's it, Mr. Wimple.
And that's the county museum?
Yep.
Well, I'd better fly.
Look at him go. Another scoffer. Oh, by George, nothing bothers me when I know I'm right. And I'm right right now, and when I'm right, I'm really right.
Right. We'll see how the others make out at the Bonton. Well, good luck, dearie. Right.
Holy smoke, what a mess.
Sure crowded, ain't it, Doc?
This is the worst I ever saw.
All right, folks, don't shout, please. Please, the management of the Bonton asks that you please keep order.
Quit shoving, please. Oh, excuse me, Dr. Gamble. I didn't mean to crush you.
Oh, well, it's you, Wallace. What are you doing down here?
Same thing everybody else is, looking for Citizen X. It's a good thing Mr. McGee didn't come along with me. He went out to the county museum.
Oh, did he tell you about that? I thought he was silly, but I wish I was with him right now. At least it's quiet there and you can get...
Order, please! If everybody stops pushing, we'll be... Stop shoving, please! Please quit pushing me, you'll...
Hey, Hey, did you see that, Doc? They shoved him right out the window.
Yes.
Move over, Fatso. Let me through, Wimp.
McGee.
Hello there, Mr. McGee.
All right, so I changed my mind. I got a right to change my mind.
He didn't say anything.
Well, by George.
We didn't say anything, Johnny.
I would have stuck with it and gone to the museum if you guys hadn't talked me out of it. Come on, which way's the second floor?
That you, McGee?
Oh, boy, what a mob at that Bonton. I saw everybody in town there but Citizen X.
The Bonton? I thought you went
up. I changed my mind at the last minute. At first, I was sure I doped the clue outright, but after Doc and Wimp came around and then talked to more Toops and Herb, well, gee whiz, I could see I was wrong. So I went to the Bonton. Oh, I'm beat.
Oh, you poor dear. If you'd only gone to the museum instead.
Yeah, I'd have had a little peace and quiet. And I'd have come just as close to Citizen X, too. I never even got to that sale on the second floor, like it said. What a mess.
Seen the late paper?
Nah. I was so tired when I got out of there.
Listen to this. It says, Citizen X again escapes detection.
Sure.
Says, what's the matter, Wistful Vistens?
Yeah.
If you hadn't all followed each other like sheep to the Bonton department store today, one of you might have found Citizen X by reading between the lines of today's clue.
Between the lines? Hey, let me see that. With $300 to give away, Citizen X awaited in vain today at the county museum beside the Chinese junk with the bamboo sail. The special sail mentioned in the clue. The junk was donated some years ago by the owners of the Bonton. Oh, no. You mean I had it right all the time?
Yes, you did. If you'd only stuck by your guns, dear. Where are you going?
Forget my guns, and I'm going to stick by them, all right. The next guy that comes in here when I'm working on a clue, I'll let him have both barrels full of buckshots. Them dirty throat-cutting friends of mine ought to be...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Tuesday nights on the NBC Radio Network, you'll hear more wonderful entertainment. So be sure to set your dial to this same station. You'll want to hear the quarter-hour song stanzas presented by the ever-popular Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra tomorrow evening. Each of these talented entertainers presents 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Be sure to listen. And listen, too, for action-filled drama on Frank Sinatra's new mystery series, Rocky Fortune. As Rocky Fortune, you'll hear Frank Sinatra in the role of a happy-go-lucky adventurer who trades witticisms for mystery. Then, for more thrills and excitement, listen to Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator. William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, and the program is packed with thrilling adventure. Of course, Tuesday night on NBC Radio brings Dragnet, starring Jack Webb. Dragnet is the authentic story of your police force in action, the story of an actual crime told by Sergeant Joe Friday. Dragnet is exciting listening. Hear it tomorrow. Always tuned to the familiar three NBC chimes for the best of radio entertainment.
The old man. That's okay, Wallace. I understand. Sure, Mort. I realize you feel like an idiot, Mort, and I don't blame you.
Who are you talking to, McGee?
I'm just practicing accepting apologies, kiddo. I can be big about this.
Good.
Because if them guys don't start calling up here to apologize in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to look them up one by one and beat the living daylights out of them. Them dirty double-crossing...
McGee!
Well... Good night.
Good night, all.
NBC and Richard Hudnut, makers of the all-new Richard Hudnut Home Permanent with Beauty Rinse Neutralizer, have brought you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. Heard on tonight's program were Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Joe Forte as the floor walker. This is John Wald, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow night for another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Laugh again tonight with Can You Top This? On the NBC Radio Network.